Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Aviad Bitar is the author of a new book entitled An Unimaginable Journey, How Pepsi Beat the Odds in Romania. Aviad set up the Pepsi business in Romania in 1991 on behalf of a U.S.-based investment group and oversaw this business from inception. Aviad, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Well, let's talk about actually bringing Pepsi to Romania. What was the business plan that you were working with at the time?
We started to explore the possibility in 1990. In fact, some of our shareholders went to Romania literally days after the revolution, at the beginning of 1990. We felt that bringing a significant international brand into an emerging market like Romania should be an interesting business proposition. Romania, at the time, a country of 23 million people, second only to Poland in that region in terms of the size of population, was at a very low point, coming out of 45 years of communism. However, at the same time, that presented an opportunity because it was clear that from that low point, there was only one way, which is up. The positive thing was also that historically, Romania was a significant trade partner of Western Europe, of France and other countries. And we felt that over time, it would regain its position as a player in Europe, which I think it has over the last 20 years. I personally went to Romania for the first time in January of 91 and started in earnest really exploring that business proposition by learning the scene in Romania, the economic situation, as well as the legal framework and so on and so forth. And in 1991, together with some of my colleagues, spent a good part of every month in that country advancing that business proposition.
Aviad, what qualified you for this role? Do you know how to speak Romanian? Were you from Romania?
No, in fact, there were things that didn't make any one of us, and me in particular, very well qualified to take on this opportunity. We were not from there. We did not possess at the time knowledge of the country. And our group, the Quadrant Organization, had been involved with businesses in North America, mainly in natural resources, oil, gas, metals, and so on. This whole field of beverages was new to us, and definitely going to a faraway country like Romania was almost a wild proposition to make. I did try in the beginning to learn Romanian. I signed up for a number of courses, and each one of these courses was ultimately canceled because of lack of participants. However, I discovered that after the initial period, the people that we came in contact with, especially the younger generation, spoke English, some of them really very good English. So I was able to communicate quite easily with them. And over time, because the language we use predominantly was Romanian, when I was sitting on meetings, I didn't need much translation after a period of time. I would speak English, but the rest of the discussion would be in Romanian, and I learned to manage with that. Other than that, individually and as a group, we had gotten involved in some turnaround situations in North America and found that our strength was to go into situations where a lot of other people may shy away because they were difficult or complicated, let's say a lot less attractive. And that experience was very relevant in trying to handle the setting up of the Pepsi business in those days. One other qualification was that you needed a fair amount of ambition and drive to go after something so out of the ordinary. Being relatively young with an inner drive to create something on your own, create your own path, maybe was one qualification.
All right. One of the things you said before we started recording was Romania was very different when you began from what it is now. Could you describe what Romania was like in 1991?
In trying to describe Romania, the word that stands out to me is it was mostly gray. It was really a colorless place at the time. Our first impression going in was quite shocking because most places that we knew, that I knew personally, wherever you go, you see a lot of signage, advertisement, various kinds of marketing and so on. All of that was totally lacking in Romania at the time. Our first impression, in fact, it was January. It was the middle of winter. We flew into a snowstorm. It was extremely cold. The city was covered with snow. So it was literally a very gray place. When you walked around to see the marketplace, shops were relatively empty, not much available, whether food items or other consumer goods. It was not an attractive picture. I've been asked often after this first impression, why was there a second visit and a third visit and so on? And I think that at the same time that the place was at a very low point, we felt that we could be part of the hope, part of the future of Romania, bringing an American brand, creating jobs, offering Romanians the knowledge of business and disciplines that didn't exist in the country at the time, particularly to our industry, distribution, sales, and marketing, most importantly. This was something that, in addition to just setting up a business, was of interest to me and made the proposition that much more interesting.
Aviad, could you describe a little bit your first steps in setting up the business?
After the first two or three visits, we came to the conclusion that it was something we wanted to pursue, which meant that we immediately had to find service providers, an accounting firm, a law firm, and so on and so forth, which in the normal situation is easy enough, but everything was really just starting out there. So just to find the right lawyer to work for you, for instance, was a challenge in itself. So we spent a fair amount of time in the early going identifying the right service providers that could help us sort out the situation, analyze the market and some of the issues we were going to contend with. Another aspect was we needed a business partner locally. And rather than start from scratch, which would have been time consuming and more expensive, we wanted to use one of the pre-existing Pepsi plants that had been in the country under the old regime to be used as a base, make some improvements and changes and so on. And that really enabled us to set up the business more quickly. It took a fair amount of time to identify which one of those plants would be the ideal partner for us and negotiate a deal that needed at the time the approval of a government agency to make sure that it was a fair deal to the local company and so on. And then there were some other challenges. We needed to find a management team once we were ready to start operating. And we clearly realized there wasn't, at the time, the local talent that could assume especially the senior position. So we had to find a team to bring from outside the country. That also took some time and some effort. Not a lot of people were excited about making a multi-year commitment to stay in Romania.
You mentioned there were skills that were lacking in Romania. What skills did the people of Romania bring to the project?
There were areas that they clearly had some knowledge of. To begin with, production. Most Romanian companies, and I think it was probably true of other markets in the region, were totally production focused. They felt if a company was going to produce a product and if it was a decent product, then the market would take it simply because there wasn't a lot of competition and there wasn't a great variety of products available to consumers. So production was something that they were fairly good at. They knew how to handle various aspects of production, especially in less than ideal circumstance when the production equipment may not be the best they could have. So that was very useful because we were quite busy upgrading equipment that we found in that plant and an additional plant we wanted to add to our overall production capacity. These skills proved to be quite useful. Other than that, I would say they were very eager to learn new skills. We found also that many of them were quite loyal and were prepared to stay with the company for the long term. So there were some good skills they offered employers, even if they needed to learn things like how to sell or what is marketing and advertising all about.
All right, so let's talk about marketing and advertising and actually selling the product. Were those the things that you brought in from the outside?
We brought a few managers in these fields to train people. In sales, we really had to train people from scratch. It wasn't the case that we could hire away from another company that already trained people in the skill of selling consumer good products because it just didn't exist prior to our coming in. So we had to take people sometimes in other fields altogether, but showed interest in becoming salespeople and so on. We trained them. In order to do that, we had to bring a few people with experience from outside the country. So we did have someone in sales, we had someone in marketing, in finance. The accounting system was quite different from what we were familiar with. We needed to make some changes, and that required bringing a set of skills from outside. But our view was always that the people we brought were coming for a finite period of time, and one of their main missions was to train a person or sometimes a team to be able to, over time, take over, because it's an expensive proposition to have what's called an expatriate manager, and they're never there forever. So every time one of these people would leave, it would create a hole that you need to fill and would make for, again, bringing in someone from outside. And contrary to some of the other companies that came in, our objective was to come in with a relatively small number of people from outside, train local people so that over time they could take those positions. And in fact, after a while, the great majority of our management team was Romanians, and we were very proud of that.
Well, looking back, I'm sure you encountered some highs and some lows in your experience. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Actually, the low point of our business wasn't in the beginning. The market was growing so rapidly that we were growing along with that and were doing quite well. In the early couple of years, we were growing something like 100% a year, which is hard to imagine, but that presented some other type of issues to deal with. But the low point came later on. In the late 90s, Romania was suffering from a weak economy and some issues that in retrospect were not properly addressed earlier on came back to haunt Romania. So between late 96 and 99, there was a period that economic conditions were tough and most multinational companies were hurting. So there was a period that the financial situation of the company was quite disturbing and came to a point where the future of the company was uncertain. Thankfully, we managed to survive that period, made some changes, and ultimately around 2000, conditions started to improve again, and we went back to growth and profitability, and we're doing well. So the late 90s were the low point of the business and of our experience. At the same time, having been able to come out of it, survive the period, and see the company grow again and prosper was extremely rewarding. One of the things that made our team, not just top management, but a good part of our employment base, so close and loyal to the company is the fact that when you go through a tough period and you're part of surviving and succeeding, it's an exhilarating experience. It's something that gives you strength going forward. And that was a very rewarding point in our experience in Romania.
So what's the state of the business now?
Well, in 2006, after about 15 years, we sold the business to Pepsi Americas, the second largest PepsiCo bottler in the world, very active regionally. They are the bottler in Poland and Hungary and some other countries. So Romania was a natural extension for them. As of late 2006, I'm less involved in what exactly goes in the company, but I do know that the following couple of years were extremely successful years for the company. The financial performance has been outstanding. In fact, Pepsi America has come back to tell us that that was the best acquisition they've ever made. I think that as we speak now, the entire region, like many other parts of the world, is going through a difficult period and seeing some sort of a decline. This is true for Romania, it is true for Bulgaria and other markets regionally. I'm sure that Romania will come out of it and this business will continue to do well.
You plan on going back to Eastern Europe. You're going to be starting another business in Bulgaria with Pepsi. Why don't you tell us about that?
When we sold the business, PepsiCo, as well as Pepsi Americas, wanted us to take on another market, and we explored that for a few months. The following year, in 2007, we acquired the PepsiCo bottler in Bulgaria. So we've been operating there for the last 2.5 years, with Pepsi Americas being a minority partner of ours, now PepsiCo because they took over Pepsi Americas. So we're quite excited about being involved again with Pepsi in Bulgaria. Right now, it's not the easiest of times. The economic conditions are not that great, but we believe we're taking the right measures and hopefully we'll manage to do that successfully as well.
Is that similar to the situation you found in Romania when you started? Would you describe Bulgaria as a gray background or is it a little brighter in terms of the future?
It is different. Bulgaria, for a long period of time, was lagging behind some of its neighbors, including Romania. But it also has come a long way since the fall of communism some 20 years ago. So when we got involved 2.5 years ago, the country was definitely ahead of where Romania was 20 years ago. I wouldn't quite describe it as gray. I think it has room for improvement, but it is a different starting point. The challenges are a little different. We found that not all of our learnings from Romania could be used necessarily, even though you're talking about the same industry in a neighboring country. Romania is a Latin country, which is quite unusual because all of the surrounding countries are Slavic. Bulgaria is a Slavic country, has always been close to Russia and the whole Soviet bloc, much more so than Romania. And this is one distinct difference when I look at those markets. And I always believe that the way to handle a business situation is you need to adopt some local habits and culture when you come from outside. We needed to make some changes to our approach of business. And that's something that we're still learning to do in Bulgaria.
So, Aviad, what advice would you give executives interested in building an American brand in Eastern Europe?
PepsiCo had a slogan at one point, which I think is very appropriate: think global and act local. A lot of times, American business people come to a foreign market and bring their experience and business methods and expect the local people to just adopt that, but they have their own set of business habits and culture and so on. And it is important to recognize that when you act in a foreign market, you have to learn the scene and you have to be respectful of the local culture. That is, I think, one of the key ingredients to our success in Romania. So it's something that people should be aware of when they go into a market. One of the themes that I have in my book has to do with a set of laws called the Viking laws from 1,000 years ago, when the Vikings were doing their voyages, conquering some places. But in addition to being warriors, these people were traders. They were looking for ways to expand their trading zones. When you look at their rules, they were respectful of the different rules in different places. And one of their laws is arrange things so that you can return. They wanted to be accepted in the places they arrived at, not because they had the power, but because the way that they've been dealing with people would be something that people would be accepting. This is something that is very appropriate to business people going to a foreign market. You should be sensitive to the local culture. At the same time, obviously, you should bring your added value and find ways to take advantage of that when going after a business proposition.
I want to thank our guest on today's program, author Aviad Maitar. His book is entitled An Unimaginable Journey: How Pepsi Beat the Odds in Romania. Thanks, Aviad.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Are you responsible for creating online content that connects with customers? AMA's new hands-on writing program offers skills, tools, and professional instructor feedback to help you improve your online content and bottom-line results. For more information, visit amanet.org and type 2182 into the search box. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.